Okay, so get this. Today we are taking a deep dive into digital lamography.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how do you get that old school film photography look? Those like almost accidental, beautiful imperfections,
Right.
but using, you know, all the powerful digital tools we have.
Yeah.
And we've got some really interesting source material for this one. We're talking in-depth tech articles, passionate debates on photography forums about vintage lens emulation, all that good stuff.
It really makes you think about how lamography kind of started,
Oh,
right?
so.
Well, you had these almost like toy film cameras, and their imperfections were part of the charm.
Yeah.
Like light leaks, unpredictable colors, that's what gave them their unique look.
Exactly.
And now we're using sophisticated software to recreate those quote unquote flaws on purpose with incredible precision. It's like we're going in reverse.
Right, like reverse engineering happy accidents. And I noticed our source material really digs into the technical side of how to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like one article broke down how to achieve that classic vignetting with those darkened corners using very specific software tools. I even saw some pretty intense code snippets.
Ah, yes, the code snippets. They can look a bit intimidating if you're not a
A
programmer,
little bit, yeah.
but they're actually crucial because they show how the software actually mimics the physics of how light interacts with those old vintage lenses.
Interesting.
It's not just slapping a filter on an image, it's about recreating the way light bends and scatters, you know, to get that authentic look.
Oh, wow. So it's like you're not just, you know, getting the look,
Yeah.
but you're actually understanding why a certain lens from, say, 1970 produced a slightly warmer tone compared to a modern lens.
Exactly. And because it's all digital, you have so much more control over those effects compared to, you know, the analog world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was reading that some software even lets you adjust the virtual aperture to control like the intensity of light leaks.
Wow.
It's amazing. You have this insane level of control over elements that used to be left entirely to chance.
That's like having this like treasure chest of vintage cameras, but you can customize every little detail.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what makes digital lamography so exciting. You know,
Yeah.
it's not just about replicating the past, it's about, you know, taking those classic aesthetics and pushing them in new directions, you know, getting creative.
Absolutely. It's like you have the tools, but where do you go from there?
Right, exactly. Like I was looking at this forum thread, and photographers were sharing their digital lamography experiments.
Oh, cool.
And the stuff they were doing was mind-blowing. Like one photographer was combining digital lamography techniques with drone photography,
Wow.
and he was creating these surreal like landscapes that looked like they were straight out of a dream.
Wow. So cool.
And then another photographer was using it for street photography, but with this really gritty cinematic feel.
Oh, wow. See, that's what I love. You know, you can have the most high-tech cameras, all those perfect pixels, but it's those little imperfections that really grab you.
I totally agree. It's like it's the human element, the unique perspective that makes a photo really special, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, though, this whole digital aspect, does it change how we view the original, you know, the roots of lamography? Because back in the day, it was all about spontaneity, capturing the moment, not overthinking it.
Right. I see what you mean. There's definitely like a tension there, right? But I was reading this article that argued that the spirit of experimentation is still a huge part of digital lamography.
Okay.
It's just that, you know, the tools have changed.
So instead of embracing those happy accidents, we're kind of creating our own.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, think of it this way. With film, you're at the mercy of chance, right?
Right.
But with digital, you're the one in control. You know, you're orchestrating the chaos.
I love that. Orchestrating the chaos. That's a good way to put it. And speaking of which, I found this forum post where they were talking about using specific code to create these really subtle light leaks, like the kind you don't even notice right away. They're like hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, it's like it's that level of detail, you know, that really elevates it. It's not just about slapping a filter on, it's about understanding the nuances.
Right.
It's like, think of it like listening to music, right?
Okay.
You can listen to a compressed MP3 or you can listen to a vinyl record.
Yeah.
And they both have their place, but the vinyl, it has those little pops and crackles, you know?
The imperfections.
Exactly. And those imperfections, they actually add to the experience. They make it more human, more real. And in a world where everything's so polished, so perfect, you know,
Right?
I think there's something really refreshing about that.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're naturally drawn to imperfections. They remind us that, you know, nothing's perfect and that's okay.
Exactly. And I think that's why people are still so interested in lamography.
Yeah.
It's not just about nostalgia or, you know, trying to recreate the past. It's about capturing a feeling.
It makes you wonder if the future of photography is less about like perfect clarity and more about embracing those happy accidents, you know, like the blur, the grain, the unexpected.
Right. I mean, who knows? Maybe digital grain will be the next big trend.
Ah, digital grain.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of love it. It's like we've come full circle, which I guess is what this deep dive has been all about, right?
Yeah.
We started with digital lamography, and now we're talking about the future of photography and visual art in general.
It's amazing where these deep dives can take us.
That's for sure. So to wrap things up, I'll leave you with this thought. Next time you're looking at a photo, any photo, take a moment to appreciate those little imperfections. You might be surprised at what you discover.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep diving deep.